Hi, I'm Meredy Duddleston. Susan Lewis and I sat down with pianist Ching-Yung Hu to talk about Philadelphia Young Pianists Academy, or PYPA. It's the Philadelphia Music Festival she founded in 2013. PYPA grew out of the success of a similar festival she founded in Taipei the year before, and she began by talking about the impetus behind both.
The idea of both Taipei Festival and PYPA is to help support young pianists of the next generations so they have opportunities to work with really the best teachers around the world, and also to work with each other talented young pianists of similar age, and also to perform and to see these wonderful teachers perform and to see concerts every single day and to be put in a very intensive, and I should say it's kind of nerve-wracking situation where they have to play 5 master classes within 8 days. They have performances to perform. And this year we even added the competition, 2-round competition within the festival. And it's a way for them to prepare that one day if they want to become a professional pianist, this is how it's like. And each year I'm surprised to see that how much they grow within those 8 days, you know, from day one to day 8, and to see their growth within this period of time. And then they return to their home countries, whether it's United States or it's in China or in Europe. And they write to me and they say, thank you so much for this experience for me. And I feel like this totally opened my world.
One of the things you said was students in these festivals learn from great teachers who come.
Yeah.
And they also learn from one another. What kind of things do they learn from one another?
I think it's so important to be around pianists of similar aspirations and same goals, of same dreams. And this young pianist, some of them as young as 12, like Chun-Yi, or some of them are 25. And they've been working on their craft for so many years. And it's a kind of lifestyle and a kind of, you know, a work ethic that is very different from, let's say, a young person that does not play piano to such an extent. And so it's wonderful for them to be together and to be friends. Like, I have seen so many friendships that grow out of PYP that extend into, you know, some of them live in perhaps Hong Kong, and then eventually they come to America to study, and they have friends here because of PYP. And I just think it's very beautiful to have friendships.
It's interesting, when we were interviewing Chun-Yi, she said she loves the process as much as the outcome.
Yeah.
And I found that very interesting, because I thought that having a competition would, even though she's very excited about that,
yeah,
would perhaps overshadow the process. But they have to learn how to compete with their friends.
Yeah. I always think about competitions as competing against themselves, because they're really competing against how well they can play. Because even though today you're in competition with other pianists, but you're competing against each other, but at the same time, you're really competing against yourself to see how well you can play. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you?
Yes.
Because it's like somebody plays really, really well, but you have to play really well in order to, you know, present the best you can. So I always tell my students that when they go to competition, it's simply to prepare the best you can. And then don't think about the other pianists, especially when you're performing. Don't think about how well they play or what the judges are going to think about me, because all the, like she said, the process is the most important, because all the work is done in the practice rooms.
And I would think that perhaps when you're playing an instrument and you're playing great music, you are also interpreting it.
Right.
And that interpretation has to be unique to yourself, so that the goal for them not to all play alike, their goal is mm-hmm. to interpret in their own ways.
Yeah, to have individuality. Therefore, I think it's so important who the judges are, because I cannot say who the judges are. But let's just say that we have conductors in the panel, and as well as our artist manager, as well as great pianists, great musicians. Because I think what we look for is talent, is individuality. Of course, you need to have the skills, which is, in order to say what you want to say, you must have the skills first. And then you can do whatever you want with the music you can express. So that, of course, they will have the memory and the technique. But really what comes down is individuality, is musicality, you know. And also because the competitions will offer them not only cash prize, but concerts that follow next season. So we want someone who can play concerts, who are going to, you know, say something special to the audience, which is the end result of the competition is to perform.
They can go to PYPA but not actually enter into the competition?
Yes, that's right.
Do any of them do that, or do they prefer to?
Yeah, I was actually very surprised to see. I think there are like four young pianists who decide not to compete. Perhaps they don't have the repertoire ready, because we ask solo repertoire as well as a complete concerto. And so perhaps for them at this time in their career, they feel they are not ready, either mentally or the repertoire. And we wrote that into the rules because we don't want people to feel obligated that they must do the competition in order to take part in the master classes and in the concerts. Yes.
Chen Yi?
Yes.
Is that what she did last year because she was too young? She said she went, but she didn't compete.
Actually, last year there was no competition. The competition was added this year.
Just this year. Oh, so this is the first.
Yeah. It took me a lot of thoughts into competition because I was also thinking the same way, should I put them in a situation where they compete and they are put in this nervous environment where, you know, because I want them to learn and to feel comfortable. But this career is not about being comfortable. And everybody that has gone through the career knows that it's a very challenging career. And doing a competition will give them an opportunity to focus even better and to have better goals. And so after thinking it through, I think that is more important than having them being comfortable. And so that's why I decided to put in a competition this year.
Do you have any stories from your own experience that meant something special to you and you wanted to pass on to students today?
Well, I came from Taiwan. I came to America when I was 14 with all my parents. And I must say that at the time it was a little bit difficult. And the festivals are a way to contribute to this young pianist and say, do this, and this is an easier way, and follow this path. And it will be, you'll get to the destination without doing so much trial and errors. And that's why I started the festival in Taiwan, is because that was my way to say, to give back to the society in Taiwan, the music scene. And PYPA followed after that festival. It's all about working with young pianists. I get such joy out of, you know, working with them. And we have career seminar where we talk about what to do with your career, what's about competitions. And the first thing we tell them is that, of course, everybody wants to be concert pianist. But first of all, I want you to come up with 30 ideas about what you can do with a music career. And it can be so many different things, not just concert pianist. Because concert pianist, how many percentage is that? So, I mean, they all have different dreams, but then we tell them that, you know, to play music and to love music so that one day when you don't become a concert pianist, you're not going to quit music altogether and be so disappointed. Yeah, do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So the festival has so many aspects to it. It's performance, it's about their lives because they spend so much of their energy and everything they've got into playing music.
You were saying that one of the reasons you wanted to do this is because you had made some mistakes or it wasn't all smooth. Were you talking about performance-wise or just in terms of the business side or the career side or both maybe?
I think it's everything together, because everything, one aspect of life reflects the other aspect of learning or career. Or I guess for me, because I was here very young and sometimes I had to make decisions by myself and I wasn't sure what was the best decision to make. For example, which teacher to go to, which school to go to, what is the best way for you, how to have confidence. And even though I did many competition when I was young, I won a lot of them. And from the outside, it seems like, you know, she's doing so great. But from the inside, it's like, here's a young girl, really independent by herself, and there's a lot going on. And what I want to show them with this festival is that they have support. They have, we are open for them to come and talk to us. This is like, you know, if you have any concerns, there are teachers that have gone through this and you can come and talk to us.
Is that unique among the competitions that are open to them? Your approach, that kind of approach, that kind of, well, you know, really supportive approach.
I think there are so many different kinds of competitions in the world. And our competition, because it's within a festival, so it is, in a sense, on a more friendly side. Mm. Because some competitions, like, for example, Rubinstein competition, which I did and won, it's 3 weeks long. And, you know, you are in this intensive feeling for 3 weeks. And you play five rounds and you play so many different kinds of repertoire. And of course, it's on a different level. But here we have a festival. It's a way to teach them how to compete and you know, eventually to get to a competition like Rubinstein.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It sounds like a very exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, it's so much work, but
I bet it is.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. It's great.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.